Lord Schleem had seated himself off to the side, in front, where he could appear to be addressing them all as their leader.
We have not actually examined the credentials of this soldier who called this meeting,
he offered.
I move that he be removed as the principal speaker, that I be appointed in his stead.
Sir Robert offered them the disc. It was played. It was in Gaelic, a tongue they didn't know. And he might have been called ineligible to conduct the meeting had he not looked beseechingly at the small gray man, and if one of the disinterested members had not asked the small gray man whether he had accepted these credentials. The small gray man nodded. Bored, the rest of them accepted the credentials. That one had been touch and go for Sir Robert, for just prior to his entrance, he had gotten word that the chief of Clan Fergus had been wounded in repelling an attack on the guns, and he did not know whether he could get a confirmation from Edinburgh.
I fear,
said Lord Schleem,
that I must raise another critical point. How can we be sure that this upstart planet can afford even the small costs of convening such a meeting as this? Your lordships surely would not want to remain unpaid and have to bear such expenses yourselves. They guaranteed the diplomatic costs, but we have no way of knowing that they will ever pay them. A scrap of paper saying that one is owed does not fit well in the pocket.
The emissaries laughed at the joke, poor as it was.
We can pay,
glowered Sir Robert.
With scraps of dirty plates,
said Lord Schleem. The emissaries laughed some more.
With galactic credits,
snapped Sir Robert.
Taken, no doubt, from the pockets of our crewmen. Well, never mind. Your august lords have a perfect right to declare that the meeting should proceed, but I myself feel it is demeaning for the representatives of such mighty and powerful sovereigns to meet just to determine the conditions of surrender and capitulation of some felons.
Stop!
Bellowed Sir Robert. He had had enough.
We are not here to discuss our surrender. Also, there are other planets than your own involved, and we have not heard from them.
Ah,
said Lord Schleem with a leisurely, airy rotation of his scepter.
But my planet has the most ships here, two for every one the other planets have. And the senior officer of this combined police force happens to be a Tolnep. Quarter Admiral Snowleater
is dead!
Roared Sir Robert.
His flagship, the Capture, is lying right out there in the lake. Your Admiral and that entire crew are carrion.
Oh, so,
said Lord Schleem.
It had slipped my mind. These accidents happen. Space travel is a perilous venture at best. Probably ran out of fuel. But it doesn't alter what I have just said at all. Captain Rotodieter Snowl is the senior officer, then. He has just been promoted. So it remains that the senior commander and the greatest number of ships are Tolnep, which leaves me in the position of principal negotiator for the surrender of your people and planet after their unprovoked attack on us.
We are not losing!
Stormed Sir Robert. Lord Schleem shrugged. He cast a negligent glance over the assemblage as though pleading with them to have patience with this barbarian, and drawled,
Would the assemblage give me leave to confirm certain points?
Yes, of course, they muttered. Reasonable request. Lord Schleem's head bent over the round ball atop his scepter, and with a shock, Sir Robert realized it was a disguised radio, and that he had been in communication with his forces all along.
Ah,
said Lord Schleem as he raised his head, showed his fangs in a smile, and fixed his glass-hooded eyes on Sir Robert.
18 of your major cities are in flames!
So that was why they were burning deserted cities. To make an appearance of winning. Just to terrorize and have a bargaining position in any surrender talks. Sir Robert was about to tell him those were just deserted ruins that hadn't been lived in for a millennium, but Lord Schleem was pressing on.
This august assembly needs proof. Please, have this trace run off.
He pulled a tiny thread from the base of the radio, a trace copy of the type they received from drones.
I will not do it,
said Sir Robert,